It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off with the NFL because it's Thursday and there's Thursday night football. Tonight's game, the New York Jets at 2-5 take on the Indianapolis Colts at 3-5. Another story about football, which is an incredibly sad and a story that gets you so upset. There's an NFL player out there who is in a whole lot of trouble, and his name is Henry Ruggs. What did Henry do? He was driving 156 miles an hour before he crashed, which resulted in deaths. Plus, a loaded gun was found in his car. He crashed his Corvette into the back of a Toyota RAV4. The RAV4 burst into flames, trapping a 23-year-old woman. He did play for the Las Vegas Raiders. He's 22 years old. 22 years old. He's been charged with felony DUI, resulting in death and felony reckless driving by the police. It's just an absolutely horrible, horrible story. 22 years old, probably a lot of money. And what people don't understand is these are, you know what? They're basically just two steps after being kids. And they're given a lot of money. They're giving a lot of responsibility. And it's just, if you see pictures of this crash, it's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. I know everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but this is a case that is absolutely frightening. All right, we'll move on from that. In Major League Baseball, you wouldn't expect there to be much news after the news that Atlanta won the World Series, but there were some retirements that kind of shocked the baseball world. First of all, Buster Posey is retiring. Now, he's 34 years old, but he came off a season in which he hit 304, had 18 home runs in 113 games for the Giants. He was drafted in 2008. But anyway, so he announced his retirement. Adam LaRoche of the Chicago White Sox announced his retirement. The 36-year-old first baseman recently has had disagreements with the executive vice president. He's been in the major leagues for 12 years, started in 2004. He signed with the White Sox. Overall, he's hit 260 with 255 home runs and 1,605 games. And then Michael Cuttier. He stunned the Mets in December when he announced he would retire at 36, halfway through his two-year, $21 million contract. Now, he did have a lot of injuries in the final season. He's been around for 15 years, and he struggled. He made his decision to retire after undergoing surgery in November. He had a core muscle injury. So that one may have been a surprise, but it had to be expected. Pretty amazing, though. You know, you expect some news after after the season is over, but not this type of news so quick. Anyway, so those are the retirements that I was talking about. We'll move on now to the NBA and see what local action we had yesterday, if we had any at all. And I am looking down the list here. The Nets defeated the Hawks 117-108. That is the only local action we had yesterday. Today, the Celtics will take on the Heat. And tomorrow, the Nets take on the Pistons. And the Knicks take on the Bucks. We will move over to hockey. Any local teams in action? The Islanders, no, not yesterday, but coming up today, the Islanders will take on Le Habs, the Montreal Canadiens. The Bruins will take on the Red Wings today. And tomorrow, the Rangers will take on the Oilers. And the Devils will take on the Kings. So that is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.